You're listening to the Go Fish Podcast for Kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. With Go Fish, and I'm feeling kind of snazzy. A little rock and roll and a little razzle dazzle. Put them all together, that's how we make our sound. We like to crank it up so you can all get down.
Hello again, everybody. This is Jamie from Go Fish, and I am super pumped that you're listening to the show right now. If you weren't listening, then I'd just be talking to myself, and that would not be near as fun as talking to you. Plus, it would kind of be weird. Today, I'd like to talk about one of my favorite things in the world, using our imaginations. And to get things started, I'd like to play a song full of characters from my imagination. It's one of my favorites. This is Big Bad Billy.
Billy had a bellyache, he had a bit of bad bread for dinner. And ever since then, no food he'll take, so now Billy, he's much thinner. He's got a brother named Ben with a baseball bat, he plays ball all day long. And every time I see that boy, he's always singing his favorite song.
And let's go!
Oh me, oh my, my song has just begun. Oh me, oh my, and now my song is done.
Nancy was a nanny. She had a baby named Sue. And they would cut out paper shapes, and they would stick them together with glue. When they were done, they were so happy with what they did that day, that they joined hands and they did a little dance, and everyone heard them sing.
Oh me, oh my, my song has just begun. Oh me, oh my, and now my song is done.
Named Frankie, he was fighting the furious flu. But there's no pharmacy in the ocean, so what can Frankie do? Meanwhile, up above the water,
there was a crazy cow named Kurt. He would moo his song so loud, it would make your eardrums hurt.
Oh me, oh my, my song has just begun. Oh me, oh my, and now my song is done. My song has just begun. Oh me, oh my, and now my song is done.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the show. Everybody knows dads love corny jokes. I don't know why, we just do. So saddle up, because today I got a good one for you. Are you ready? Here we go. Why wouldn't the shrimp share his treasure? Because he was a little shellfish. Ha ha!
And that was the dad joke of the day.
In my imagination, you are all laughing hysterically at that joke right now. When we use our imaginations, we can create new ideas or things that never existed before. We can create songs and poems and stories. We can create inventions and buildings and contraptions that do incredible things. And here's the really cool part. God designed it so that even though we all have an imagination, all of us imagine things differently. We all see the world in a different way, which is one of the many things that make God's creation so amazing.
I know a guy and his name is Bert. He has superpowers so he never gets hurt. He's Bert. I'm talking about Bert. And he knows Bruce, who lives with the goose, and he never drinks anything but pineapple juice. He's Bruce. I'm talking about Bruce. And these are characters in my mind. You could search the world and you'd never ever find a Bruce and Bert. And I know a lady and her name is Jan. She went to Iran and got a purplish tan. It's Jan. Her name is Jan. Her name is Jan. And she knows Margo from a town called Fargo. And she never takes a trip without a bunch of cargo. It's Margo. Her name is Margo. And these are characters in my mind. You could search the world and you'd never ever find a Margo and Jan. Or a Bruce and Bert. Do you ever think about such things? You might think I'm a ding-a-ling, and that's okay. That's okay. 'Cause God gave me an imagination. Whenever I use it, I get a vacation in my day. Underneath a Persian rug, it's Doug, Elaine and Doug. And these are characters in my mind. You can search the world and you'd never ever find an Elaine and Doug, or a Margo and Jan, or a Bruce and Bert. And these are characters in my mind. You can search the world and you'd never ever find an Elaine and Margo and Jan, or a Bruce and Bert, or a cow named Kurt, or a fish named Frankie, or a big bad Billy, or a Nancy the Nanny.
Can I tell you a little secret? Sometimes, when I was a little boy and I was sitting in church listening to the preacher, I'd use my imagination because I was so bored. I remember thinking, man, church would be so much cooler if I could be drinking a soda right now, or eating popcorn, or if the music was different, or, well, you get the idea. So when I grew up, I wrote a little song about what it would be like if an 8-year-old boy was in charge of church.
Welcome to our church this morning.
Oh, look at little Johnny. He's being such a good boy in church this morning.
Been working on my 2-hour sermon all week. It's gonna be.
I wonder what he's thinking about. Thinking about.
If I had a church, this is what I would do. I'd put a pop machine in the back of every pew, and we would only sing songs that were picked by me, and we would get out just in time to watch football on TV.
At my church, whoa, whoa.
Everybody will love God,
yet the sermons would be short.
At my church, whoa, whoa, I'm talking about my very own church.
My very own church, yeah.
My church, whoa, whoa, I'm singing about my very own church.
Very own church.
Popcorn? Get your popcorn here. Anyone? What's that? Do I have change for 10? Don't worry about it, son.
It's free.
Yeah!
And with my bulletin, the usher would give me some Taco Bell and perhaps a little something with the
crunchy candy shell. And when the sermon's over and our time is at an end, we'll be counting down the minutes till we can once again attend my church. Whoa, whoa.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I hope that you had as much fun as I did. Our imaginations are an incredible gift from God, and I am so thankful that He gave them to us. Have a great time using your imagination today, and always remember that you are awesome, just the way you are.
For great music for kids that won't drive parents bonkers, look up Go Fish on your favorite streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and Pandora. To learn more, visit GoFishKidsMusic.com.